Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to those that are listening live. For those that are watching me on Periscope, greetings to you. I spent the last 3 minutes getting everything set up on Periscope, so I appreciate your patience. If you are watching this or listening to this on a recording, thank you for being here. I am Jennifer Myatt, and today I'm going to be talking about if we are the sickest and the poorest community here. I almost did not come on today. Last night I was feeling burdened and I was like, maybe I just need to wait. But what happens when you try to run from your calling or from your mission, God will put so much in you that you have to just stop what you're doing and you have to share. So that's the place and the energy that I'm in this morning. I'm super, super excited to share all the things that I have to share. I hope that I get to it all, and I hope that I don't get too excited that I skip around and I move around, but I'm praying and I've affirmed that all will go well. So welcome to the call. I'm a teacher, I'm a blogger, I'm a writer. I've taught everything from high school math to comedic yoga, also comedic Reiki. And I love writing and teaching and talking about topics related to spirit and spirituality, topics related to health and wellness. I'm also a lifestyle coach, and I've helped people who were pre-diabetic get their bodies and their lives back together. So if you are listening to this online, which most people are, you can actually use the chat, okay? It's really simple. You can use the chat and type in your messages. I'm going to also go ahead and pull up my Facebook, the Facebook group. So if you are, if you have access to Facebook, you can post a comment and a question in there if you can't use the chat. Thank you very much. I am just getting really comfortable and accustomed to all of this technology, and we're going to be upgrading a lot of things over the next 6 weeks. So look forward to a brand new format and music and guests starting in October. But right now I'm getting comfortable and getting in the spirit of getting on here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays and just sharing with you for about 30 minutes. You can also watch this live on Periscope, where you can actually see me right now. And you can leave comments. You can give me hearts by tapping the screen if you're watching this from Periscope. All right, so let's get started. I'm so happy for everyone that tuned in last time, which was on Wednesday, and we talked about what being conscious was all about and the definition of consciousness and being conscious and how we sort of use that word a lot and what that really means. And I want to pick up with the conversation there today. So I mentioned a fancy word called metacognition, and metacognition, I connected that to us using our higher mind. And the definition of metacognition is just thinking about your thinking, okay? Thinking about how you think, when you think, what vibe, are you thinking positively? Are you thinking negatively? Just starting to observe your thinking. This is what we call a higher order skill or higher order thinking. And as we ascend and as we progress, as we increase our consciousness, these are sort of the things that are happening in your brain. As you begin to think about your thinking, you begin to observe. We talked about knowing the backstory. And as a community of Black people, because my audience is predominantly of those who consider themselves to be Black, coming into what I refer to as Black consciousness includes and involves knowing your story as a Black person and taking that into consideration when you begin to look at your lives and the lives of our people and question whether or not we're progressing, or because we are, but how we've progressed and where we are a little bit slow or lacking progression. It's very important to understand the backstory of these things. So we talked about that last time. So I want to pick up here about this topic of, you know, why is it that we are the sickest and the poorest community? Now, on some of my previous shows and classes, I've shared some statistics around health, around wellness, when it comes to us as Black people and how we suffer from a lot of disease in our community. And not only that, but we have a huge amount of buying power as Black people, but yet where is the wealth? Where is our wealth? We don't have much, okay? So what's up with that? So when we look at us being some of the sickest people and some of the poorest people, but you also look at the fact that we are some of the most prayingest and going to church and faithful people, how is that so? How are we super faithful? How do we pray all the time? We go to church 3 times a week, but we're suffering in these areas that are so important, that are so meaningful. And these two areas, our health and our wealth, are also some of the areas that we do some of the most praying. We do most of our praying about money and most of our praying about our health. So something is up with that. Something is just not quite right about that. And I want to talk about that. So I want to connect this to a personal story of mine. So I recognize that I've had some strongholds in my life, and I've been trying to so-called overcome a couple areas for years. And these are the things that I pray about the most. I'm always, I call myself being faithful about, but not yet seeing the results that I want to see. And so, you know, I have my hand on my hip to God, like, okay, what's going on? What do I need to do? What needs to change? And so God said, you need to do a 40-day. And I was like, a 40-day? What? I need to do something for 40 days. So I have started a 40-day faith and trust walk and journey where I'm up-leveling my faith and I'm up-leveling my trust in these particular areas that I felt that I have not been receiving the results that I wanted. And so I'm about halfway through that now, and it was very difficult getting started, but God and Spirit has shown me so much. And I'm in a good place about it now, and I want to share those things that have been revealed to me with you today. All right. So how is it that we pray over and over and over and over and over about something, and we don't see the results or the fruit, or God doesn't so-called come through for us on those things that we've been praying and praying and praying about? Okay. So the first thing is I want to talk about is ignorance. And by ignorance, the definition of ignorance is lack of knowledge or information. Okay, so there are some areas where we just don't have the knowledge or the information to apply. And this is why we aren't receiving the results that we are praying for. Okay, so what have we been ignorant about? Two things, and they are the truth about our faith and what true faith is. So two different things, the truth about our faith, and by faith I mean our religion, okay? And number two, the lack of true faith, or knowing and having true faith. Okay, so we all have heard the Bible verse, my people perish because of their lack of knowledge, Hosea 4 and 6. Okay, so let's talk about faith. Well, let's talk about knowledge first. Let's talk about knowledge. Let's talk about knowledge, and let's talk about the physical body first. So how well do you actually know your body when it comes to health? Because this is one of the things we pray about so much. We want to be healed. When it comes to your body, how much do you actually know about how your body works, what your body needs? Okay. I hope I'm not preaching to the choir with this, but I pray and affirm my message reaches those who need to hear it. But we see people, sometimes people who end up with cancer or who end up with diabetes, who end up with health issues, and you look at their lives and how they've been taking care of themselves or not taking care of themselves, or what they've been feeding their body, and they've been living off fake foods, they've been living off fast foods, they haven't been giving their body any type of nutrition, they've been working their bodies to death practically, and then when they come up sick, you know, it's like, well, are you really surprised, you know, that something is wrong right now? So information about how your body, your physical body works and what your physical body needs is important. That's just a simple example. Now let's talk about spirit for a minute, and let's talk about your spiritual anatomy. Okay. You have seven major energy centers, okay, that are not seen, that are called chakras. And you have 21 or 22 minor energy centers in your field. What do you know about your spiritual anatomy? What do you know about your spiritual body? What do you know about your emotional self and your mental self and what's going on with that? Okay. What do you know about how that affects your physical body? So it's time to delve into knowledge and information around these topics that affect us. Okay, so now I want to talk about some of the things that happen. We will give, I think sometimes we give Satan too much credit and too much power over our lives and in our lives and in the world. We're giving so-called Satan more power and more energy than we give to God and we give to faith. The first thing we want to run, and I don't want to get into preaching, but I feel like I'm going to start. But the first thing we want to do is go run and talk about how the devil is so busy and how Satan is so busy. You're given that power when you speak that. So stop. Just stop it. Talk about God. Talk about angels. Let's call in the angels and forget about the demons. Because what does your faith and what has your faith taught you about angels and demons and your faith? But we don't want to talk about that. We want to stay stuck in worry and fear and doubt, and we want our conversations to linger all about that, and we want to drag the news around and bring up every negative thing that happened on the news. Can you tell me some good news? What's good going on in your life today? What's good with your children? What's good with your family? What's good in your community? Stop talking to me about the bad news. I don't want to hear it. Your mind doesn't want to hear it, because if that's all you're thinking about, if that's all you're focusing on, that's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to continue to see. So stop giving doubt, worry, fear, demons, evil, and Satan all the attention that you've been given it. Take your attention, your eyes, your thoughts, off of that, take your ears off of that, and turn and put your eyes, your ears, your thoughts, your mind, and your faith onto God, onto the angels, and onto the faith that you go to church and learn about every Sunday and every Wednesday. That's what needs to happen, okay? And I want to talk about money for a minute. So we're about halfway through the show. If you have a question or a comment, please put it in the chat or put it in the Facebook group. Let's talk about money. We have so many issues around money, and it's time to fix them. Now, look around. Money don't care if you're black or if you're white. Money also doesn't care if you're good or if you're bad. Okay? Money is money. So we need to, number one, detach these thoughts and these beliefs that we have about if I just do this, then this money will come. Okay, so I want to talk about slavery for a minute. So, for example, the white people that live today who had ancestors that enslaved black people at some point. They still reap the benefit and the wealth that comes from that experience, okay? And we, some of us, most of us, as being descendants of slaves, we still reap the consequence, so to speak, of coming from that background, because we don't have the generational wealth that some of those whites have. We don't have that. But to talk about this point I'm saying about money not chasing character, and I learned this from Dr. Venus Opal Reese. She said, money doesn't chase character. And she's right. Money doesn't chase character. All of those descendants from the white slave owners, God didn't take their money away. They still have money. God did not take the money away. God didn't take their money away. God didn't take their money away. Money has nothing to do with that, if you're right or wrong and if you're good or you're bad. Money is not evil either. Okay, money doesn't chase character. A sin, we learn this, a sin is a sin. A sin is a sin in God's eyes. So it doesn't matter if they had slaves or not, they still have money. So it's time for us to learn about money. Just because you do right is not going to make the money come chasing after you now, okay? It is about your faith, your trust, your vibration, your energy, your thoughts, and your heart about a thing. When it comes to having faith, either about your health or having faith about your wealth and having faith about whatever it is you're praying about and you're asking for a change and you're wanting to see results in your life. It is about your faith, your trust, your vibration, your energy, your thoughts, and your heart about a thing. And what I mean about your heart of a thing is the heart that you have for faith or trust, or the heart that you have about grudge, fear, worry, and sorrow. If you have those things in your heart about whatever it is that you're wanting to see manifest in your life, then you have some work to do, okay? You have some work to do. So it's time for us to separate truth. It's time to separate truth from tradition. And by tradition, what I mean is doing things and saying things just because that's the way it's always been done. Okay. When you're operating in that mode, by just doing things because that's the way that we've always done it. And just saying things and repeating, you know, religious verses because that's what we do. But your heart and your mind and all of you is not in it and doesn't believe in it, doesn't walk in it, then it's not serving you at all. So you want to separate tradition from truth. Now, not all traditions are not serving us or not serving you. So it's up to you now to begin to use and tap into your higher mind where you're thinking about what you're doing. You're thinking about what you're thinking. You're thinking about what you're saying. You're thinking about and observing how you're feeling. What's your vibe? What's your energy like? Is your whole body language and energy in doubt, worry, and fear? But you're thinking, oh, I'm believing God to do this thing for me, but your whole body is, and your everything about you says, no, you're not. You don't believe God can do it or will do it. So observing yourself and having that higher mind, tapping into higher order thinking, metacognition, thinking about what you're thinking. Okay, so I'm going to take a short break. We have about 8 minutes left, and I want to see if there are any comments. I want to thank everybody who's listening live. At this point, you can call in. If I have anyone who wants to call in, I have room for two callers. You want to call in and say something, the number is 646-787-8473. Just call in and press 1. Or you can type your comment or question in the chat, and or you can leave me a message on Facebook, either or. Okay, so just to bring this home, make sure I don't have any comments or questions. Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here and bearing witness to me as I move forward in how I'm being led. All right. So, two things when it comes to thinking about your thinking, because this is about faith, all right? Number one thing about faith, know the truth about your faith, i.e. know the truth about your religion, about Jesus. What did he show? What did he teach? And what was his message? Have you or have we just made Jesus into a deity that we worship? Or are we learning from him and what is written there that he said and that he showed and that he came? What was his message? Do we know the message? Did you hear the message? Do you know what it means? And are you living it and are you applying it? Or are you just going to church? And not saying anything is wrong with this, but are you just going to church every Sunday and worshiping Jesus? Are you hearing what he said? And are you doing what he said? Do you believe what he said you could do? Do you believe what he did, what the Bible says he did? Okay. So all of that, I'm talking about manifestation. That's what I'm talking about. Do you know how to manifest your heaven on earth? Do you know how to manifest? Can you heal yourself? Can you manifest the things you need and the things you desire in your life? Are you receiving the desires of your heart in your life? We did not come here to suffer, to be sick, to be full of disease and die. That is not why we are here. That's not why we came. So I'm putting my foot down and I'm deciding, no, I won't be the sickest and I won't be the poorest and my family won't be the sickest and my family won't be the poorest anymore. It stops right here. I will not give evil. I will not give negativity, worry, fear, doubt. I won't give Satan or any demon any power in my life. I won't. It stops here with me. When it comes to my lineage, it stops right here. And if we all took that stand about ourselves and our families and our children, we can make a change in our lineage and all of those that will come after us. But we have to pick up our higher minds, our higher selves, and we do that via our higher thinking. We have to let go of this survival level of living and this animalistic, just being an animal, just trying to survive, just being living from your physical self. Okay? The second thing about faith is know what true faith is. True faith involves, and Dr. Creflo Dollar has been speaking into my spirit this week, and so these are some of the things I learned from him this week. No, true faith is not just believing that God can do a thing in your life. I think we all pretty much know and believe that God is miraculous and God does great things. But knowing, not only knowing that a thing can be done, but trusting, keyword trusting, that no matter what things look like, that it will be done. And living and embodying that commitment. And then last but not least is letting go of the doubt, the fear, and the bad thoughts that sometimes we carry, even though we believe God can do it, but we still have that. We still carry that fear and that doubt and that worry about the thing that's hindering or bothering us. We have to let that go completely. These three aspects are all involved in true faith. Okay, so I've got a comment. Oh, man. Let's see. 205-452, you got 30 seconds. How you doing?
Greetings, peace. I would just like to definitely give thanks for the energy and the spiritual jewels that you'd be sharing with, you know, us and across the globe, the entire college. And I just want to just commend and say that as well, that these are fundamental spiritual guidelines directly that we should be, you know what I mean, carrying with us and make sure that this is what we're actually accomplishing to, you know, to obtain these attributes that we're trying to access. And the spiritual, you know, is all oneness around the globe when ones get through with their intensive search of information and knowledge. So I just want to just say that we want to remain in tune to actually what uplifts you and within your higher self. You know, you have a lower self and a higher self. So I just want to say that, and I yield the floor. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so, so much. Thank you for calling in. I receive every word you said. And I encourage, if you are watching this Periscope, I need you to go online so you can hear what this brother just said. And so we have about 15 seconds and this call is going to end, but I want to invite you to my spirit class Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking about the seven major sinners. We're also going to be talking about how to open your third eye, okay? Access your spiritual body and to know what that's all about. So how to keep your third eye open, how to open it and how to keep it open, how spirit talks, why you feel like or why you think you aren't hearing from spirit, and how spirit moves in your life, how to recognize spirit moving in your life. And back to those seven energy centers, we're going to be talking about what they are. We're going to talk about the 22 minor energy centers, as well as what to eat, what to drink, what to think, what to listen to, what to watch, and even what to smell to access to open these energy centers and to receive all that is available to you from each one. That is going to be next Wednesday at 7 Central, and it's only $15 to attend that class. You can read all the details online at bit.ly/spiritclass. bit.ly/spiritclass. You can get the details about that. And I'm giving a bonus for everyone who decides to join into that class. You're going to receive my 7 chakra focus guide. So you get 7 guides to each of the 7 major chakras. And it's a wealth of information. Those are sold separately on my website, but I'm going to include all 7 of those and give those to everyone who chimes in and purchases this class. This class is the first in a spirituality 101 series that I'm doing. And so this is the first one, Spiritual Anatomy. So join me for that. Again, the website is bit.ly/spiritclass. I will put that link on Facebook. Okay, so thank you all for chiming in, and just a reminder of how you can reach me. You can find me online at Instagram and Periscope at Your Wellness is Wealth. You can visit me at my home online, which is located at www.yourwellnessiswealth.com. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to see you. So blessings, peace, and love, and I should be back on Monday. That's the plan. I'll let Spirit drop in. Let me know what the message is going to be. But have a beautiful weekend.
Peace.